you're listening to the Sarah Fader podcast, which, again, I feel weird about saying Sarah Fader because, Evan, you're always my co-pilot.
Almost always. I mean, it's you know.
Yeah.
You're top dog.
Here and there. Top dog. I like that. But, yes, this is what anxiety feels like. Today, we have had Mexican food.
We did, yes. Which is, I am a wuss when it comes to spicy things, so, it, you know.
Mm-hmm. I wonder about that.
I'm processing it, yeah.
Right. Emotionally.
I'm processing it emotionally. Let's go with that, yeah. It's less graphic.
Right. Well, okay, but so why is it bad for your system?
I don't know. I just have a weak stomach. I don't...
Mm-hmm. Your stomach is, a vagina?
No. Yeah, I'm gonna leave that one alone, because I feel like that's gonna...
Your stomach is a limp penis.
Sure, we'll go with that, yes. I have a flaccid stomach.
Right, flaccid. But so is it that you just, like, does it hurt, or, like, are you throwing up?
It hurts,
In the bathroom?
Yeah, right. Bathroom, yeah, okay. Just general, yeah. So...
I'm eating cookies, and I'm so desensitized by gross things that...
Yeah, well,
And because of children. I'm, like, talking about...
I hear that happens, yeah.
Where I'm, like, talking about, like, having the runs and, like, eating cookies. It doesn't bother me at all.
All right. Hopefully you're not eating cookies or anything while you're listening to this, people.
Yeah. We should have had a trigger warning. Trigger warning, diarrhea. But, yes. Like, you know, it's so easy to offend people about things.
Well, I think offending and grossing people out are, you know... You give somebody a visual while they're eating, that's a whole other thing.
I wouldn't intentionally want to do that, or have someone intentionally do that to me, because that seems wrong.
Right, yeah, no.
Okay, so to transition into the reason we're talking about what we're talking about, I would consider myself to be a... I don't want to say... I'm kind of stepping away from the word needy. However, I like attention. Let's put it like that.
Sure.
So, in relationships, sometimes this can create strain.
If you're both not on the same page, and if the other person is not feeding your neediness, or they're being needy themselves.
Right. I don't think I could be with another needy person.
Right.
I think, like, my person would have to be, like, want to satisfy needs.
Sure.
But I'm not saying I wouldn't be, like, trying to satisfy their needs, too.
All right. I know. I get that.
Even though I'm more important. I think that the thing is, maybe it's insecurity?
I think that can be projected in neediness. And I think definitely the people are attracted to the give zero fucks attitude.
Right. Oh, which again, okay, so I don't feel that if I were to adopt that attitude, it would be false. I would be acting.
Yeah, it's harder to do. I've had, I think it wasn't until I started dating but after my first wife and I got divorced, and I was just kind of like, I'm not even sure I'm ready to date yet, so just whatever. Mm-hmm. And it came off as very not giving a fuck.
And what happened?
There was a lot of intimacy.
Mm-hmm. So you got laid a lot when you said that you just didn't care where things
were
going.
Right, and I'm not saying, you know, I'm not condoning that. I'm not just, it was kind of just it all happened in the moment.
Right.
And looking back, I'm like, well, yeah, that kind of... What was the difference between that and pretty much the rest of my life where, you know, having sex with people didn't come as easy?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think that was it.
Yeah, what's weird is, like, I guess theoretically, I could have a lot of sex with people if I wanted to. But I cannot have sex with somebody unless I'm attracted to their brain.
That's fair. That's how a lot of people are.
I don't like to have, like, casual sex.
All right. And that's fair. You know.
But that's...
Not for everyone.
Limits my opportunities, because I prefer to be in a relationship.
Sure. Sure.
However, as we've discussed, the best way to get laid, if you really want to have sex, is to just say to whoever you're in a situation with, in a restaurant, maybe, like, doing a trapeze act together, what else? Riding an elephant?
Yeah, just things people do all the time.
All the time?
All the time, yeah.
You say to the person that you are walking through the desert with.
Yes, on an elephant.
On an elephant. Yes. And what else? You say to the person you are sorting files with in a file room, I am not ready for a relationship.
Yeah, that sure. And it's not a guarantee, but it definitely can help.
Mm-hmm. And then what happens after you say that to that person?
I mean, immediately after that, mm-hmm. I don't... It's not like you run off to a bedroom or something.
Look what happened, though. I think what happens is the other person hears this. They hear, oh, that's a challenge now.
Sure.
Because... If you're saying, I'm not ready for... If the person says to you, I'm not ready for a relationship, then I start thinking, oh, but why? It could be so wonderful. And let's think about this in the total opposite way than that person just said.
That's fair, yeah.
They become like the forbidden fruit, as we were talking
right,
about.
Right, yeah. Be hard to get.
But then I end up feeling like I'm chasing someone who clearly does not want to be with me. And then it's like, what do you do after that? Where do you go from there?
I don't know. That's why relationships are not easy.
No. I mean, what is easy?
Not much.
No.
No.
But I want to know, how is it, like, I want to be emotionally unavailable just to save myself pain.
Yeah, it would be, I think that's a lot of reasons why people go into that emotionally unavailable state, because it's a shield.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want, you know, they're projecting how they don't want to be hurt, or they have been hurt before, and...
Right.
But sometimes it's easier for people than it is for others.
Right. I mean, there's a lot of things that I would like to do if I had more willpower, for example. I really miss the days before cell phones. I do.
Yeah. It was easier to not be addicted to checking in on things.
Yeah, sometimes you just feel like you want to be disconnected.
Right. But it's hard to just decide to do that.
Mm-mm. And then... I think the thing is, with social media, because of, like, being an insecure individual, I wouldn't even say I'm, like, an insecure person, but having insecurities, shall we say.
Yes.
Social media feeds that need for me for that external validation.
Oh, yeah, no, definitely. I know the feeling where it's like, why aren't people responding to my post? Or
right. Like, when I said, oh, I'm going to tweet our brilliant quote about if you want to get laid, you just say...
Right.
I'm not ready for a relationship. And then 40 minutes later, I'm like, well, no one has responded to this amazing quote, so I'm going to delete it. And I feel sad about the fact that I'm so invested in external validation. But on the other hand, I think that would have manifested in a different way had social media not
existed. Right, right. There's something else you would be doing to...
I would be just outwardly asking people to validate me. Probably.
Like, literally just, hey, validate me.
Like, just like that.
Yeah, I see. Okay.
Excuse me, do you have a moment to validate me? There was a great Effin' Birds meme about external validation, if I can find it. But it was, like, something along the lines of that. Like, here, I want you to validate me. Which is true. I mean, I think everybody wants people to validate them.
Yeah.
It's just whoever is going... Who's going to actually say it?
Right.
Who's going to go there? I mean...
I think you just also have to find it in ways that are not obvious, but, like, you know, how the people just interact with you day-to-day life.
It's true.
People are, you know, just saying...
Here it is. Oh. Here is the external... here is the validation you crave. Which is... I think that I probably should make that my Facebook background. Because I think that is the epitome of what social media is.
Oh, sure.
Let's just be honest, right? Like, right. People post on the internets
yeah.
to get attention.
Oh, yeah.
But That's what I was going to say. So, for example, posting the Jews podcasting pictures.
Yes.
External validation that we are awesome.
Sure.
I mean, we are awesome.
Well, I think so.
I think so. I agree.
No, I know so.
I know so also.
Yeah.
We know because we are us.
Yes.
And us is awesome. That is not English. But it is now. I'm trying to find the external validation picture, which decided to leave. I don't know. Do you think there's anyone who legitimately doesn't like external validation?
I don't know. I think people who say they don't still do.
They do.
And they say it because they want to be validated for not wanting to be validated.
Exactly.
It's all very meta.
It is all very meta. And see, now here's my OCD happening. You cannot drag this. Facebook is giving me technical problems.
Okay, would they do that?
Wrong. Why is it telling me drag to reposition? And then it's like, nope, I'm not going to let you do that.
No, Facebook.
I'll do it anyway. There we go. And then they can figure out what it says by clicking on it. This is a situation in which I'm describing something that no one can see.
Oh, sure, but and people then, get because people, Facebook's fucked up and people, you know, people get that.
They do. I want to somehow have the willpower, like, my ex deleted his Facebook, I don't know, for probably multiple reasons.
Sure.
He's not on social media. I want to be that. Like, I want to still have our podcast.
Yeah.
But, like, not be connected in that way.
Yeah, and it's hard to not, like, when you have reasons to promote things and stuff.
Mm-hmm. You have to be connected in some way.
Yeah.
Well, do you have to, though? Like, is
it... I don't
know. That's what I wonder. Like, is it... Are we succumbing to peer pressure? Like, is there a way we can avoid this?
You know what? That's a good question. I don't know.
Okay, like, think about it for a minute. Do you think if you were asked, like, by a job, let's say... Like, let's say your job was like, in order to work here, you must delete your Facebook, you can't be on Twitter, you can't be on Instagram. Could you do it?
I mean, I like to think that I could. I would have, it's just a matter of finding other ways to get the word out about things, you know, I guess.
I wonder how
flyers?
You, right, how do you do it, though?
It's not very green, but it's,
I know. Fun. I feel like if I had a job that asked me to do that, I would probably make accounts under aliases.
there you go.
But you couldn't post pictures of yourself. And
no,
then you'd
exactly.
have to be super paranoid about, like, people tagging you and things.
Right, right.
I mean, we're at the point, though, in our society that it's assumed that people have profiles.
And you'd have to also, like, what is this company can track where, you know, that there's something coming from my computer. I don't know.
Oh, like tracking your activity?
Right. Like, if you have to get, like, a VPN thing where they, you know...
What is that?
It's like something, I guess, where people can't see when you send stuff out that it's coming directly from your computer.
Mm.
It makes it look like it could be coming from a number of different places.
Interesting. That is weird.
Yeah.
So, I feel like... So for example, if I posted something on Facebook, but I had a VPN, I could, like, make it look like it's not from this computer?
I think so. I mean, they'll know it's you, but if you're under an alias, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like, there are people on Twitter that are anonymous, in quotes, right? Like,
yeah.
There's this account, which, she's very funny, it's called No She Twittent.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know her?
Yeah.
And I don't know who she is. I mean, if I were, like, more of a research-oriented individual, I could probably figure it out. Yeah.
And apparently, you know, the Russian government knows how to hack into this kind of stuff.
What do they know? Sorry.
I don't know. I feel like they know everything, man.
Do you think they know, like, a lot of things? Like, do you think they know that we're podcasting right now?
They may know. They may not care. Sorry to invalidate us with the Russian government, but...
Well, we don't know.
I don't know if they really... They're worried about
us. They would care if we were saying something about them.
Yes. Oh, so maybe now that I've... You know, they're sort of...
Well, we really haven't said anything about them.
That's true.
Specifically. We just said their name.
Right.
And that they know everything.
Right.
And that they're watching us.
Yeah.
So we haven't said really anything about them.
No, not at all. No, nothing. No. Not that they are spying on us. Not that they are... but, you know, just by doing that, just by spying on us, that's validating. That means that we're important enough to be spied on. See, I brought it back.
We are externally validated. I feel so uncomfortable now about the Russian government spying on us.
I think we're okay.
I think we're probably fine. Except that now that my OCD is attached to this, as soon as we post it, we will be in a Russian jail.
Wow, that's quite a long way.
No,
I work in a federal U.S. government building. I'm not challenging them to get past security. I'm just saying they would have to.
They don't know where
it would be an international incident.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Do you think that like being in love makes people go crazy?
To what degree?
Just like if you were to think about like when, like, do you think that like loving, like being really in love with someone, like, is that in any way in a Venn diagram connected with craziness?
I think it can trigger things.
Mm-hmm. What could it trigger?
Anxiety, paranoia. I don't know.
That's true.
Yeah.
Which is in the category of crazy.
Sure.
So, okay, how can being in love trigger paranoia?
Because if you're a jealous person, you can get extra jealous, or you could feel, like, worried that they might be judging you or jealous or so forth.
Right.
And you worry about, you're paranoid about doing something to make them want to leave.
That's like my life. You just described my life.
If it makes you feel better, I think a lot of people worry about that a lot, you know.
I think it's common. The one of the many problems that I have is that I say I want to be in a relationship and I want to be loved, and I do. But it also scares me. It's like getting a really good massage.
Okay.
Right? Like, it hurts, but sure. It feels good.
Right. Yeah, or, okay.
That's the best way that I can describe it.
Yes.
So, I love when somebody loves me and I love them.
Sure.
But I'm like, oh God, I'm so scared. What bad thing can happen?
No. I hear you. And you don't want to be the one who wakes up one day and hears that they're saying, I'm not into this anymore.
Right, but I'm so bad at dumping people. That's the problem. Mm-hmm. Like, I remember one instance where I dumped someone and it took me like 6 months to dump them, and that was really bad.
I mean, it's not an easy thing to do. You're
that's
a good, compassionate person.
But usually that's why I'm the one that gets dumped, because...
Yeah, no, I hear you. That's...
Because I'm needy, and because I probably self-sabotage the relationship.
I mean, you can't put it all on you.
Oh, I can.
Okay.
but no, I can't, because it takes two to tango.
Exactly.
I love that expression, because, like, do you know how to tango?
I don't really.
No. It does take two people.
Yes.
But does it really? But does it? Could one person tango?
Is the, like, one hand clapping kind of thing?
If a tree falls in the forest.
Right.
Like, could you tango with, like, an imaginary person?
I'm sure you could, but are you really tangoing?
Oh, snap. Could you tango with, like, a blow-up doll? Or, like, a giant... Or a mannequin?
All right, that's a good question.
It would be weird.
Yeah, that great philosophical question. You tango with a blow-up doll?
I think that should just be the description of this podcast.
Yes.
Can you tango with a blow-up doll?
And we mean actually tango. This isn't code. Like,
for, like, sexual relations.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah.
Like, literally doing a dance called the tango.
Yeah.
I don't know. There...
But see, the blow-up doll's not doing the tango back, so are you really tangoing?
I think you are.
Both people have to be tangoing.
It takes two to tango.
Yeah. So if the blow-up doll's this question is not actually tangoing back, because it wasn't built to tango.
But this is the thing, okay?
Unless you have a robot that's tangoing with it.
Oh my God. This is the thing, though. Okay, so is tangoing really something that involves two people moving in a certain ways?
Maybe.
Like square dancing? You could square dance and it could just be you doing it.
Sure.
Maybe. I'm not sure about
that. I don't
know.
I'm not a square dancer.
Okay, let's change
genres.
The Running Man, you could do by yourself.
Yes, yes.
Right?
Yes.
Things like just random 90s dance moves you could do
exactly.
By yourself. Tangoing?
You can Cabbage Patch.
Right.
You can't tango.
It does not take...
I don't know if you can waltz.
Mm-mm. It does not take two to Cabbage Patch.
Yeah.
See, it doesn't.
It takes two to play war, but it takes one to play solitaire, because that's why it's solitary.
You can't, right, it cannot take two to solitaire.
No, then you're not playing solitaire.
You're not. We're looking at the computer screen that has Oh, nope, just that it went away.
It had zebras.
It had zebras. Yeah. My mom's computer is the one that is helping us create this podcast at the moment. ATM at the moment. I also have been discussing my random ailment with Evan, which is that the right side of my mouth hurts. I can't figure out what's wrong. There may be, a canker sore happening, or perhaps I'm dying.
It's really, don't go to that. Also, don't look up WebMD.
Nope. Well, we know.
Nothing good
We know never to do that. Yeah. That we know. But.
You know, the guy in the cab.
Go ahead.
Do you have olive oil?
Yes.
And I was hoping that's where he was going with it. And he wasn't just asking if we had olive oil.
He might have wanted to know if we had it, though.
Well, you said, you know, it's the three of us are just going to have a party. Maybe that's where he thought that was going with the olive oil.
Oh, could be.
Did I take this too dirty?
No, but I mean, he loved...
Your parents in the other room
don't care. he loved Jesus.
There was a bumper sticker, yeah.
What did it say?
Oh, real men love Jesus.
Real men love Jesus.
Yeah.
We were wondering what was going to happen when two Jews got into the Uber.
Thankfully, it didn't get brought up.
No, it could have. It never happened. It could have happened.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
He suggested that olive oil was the solution to my ailment.
Yes.
Then we moved on to different conversations about cursing.
Right. He
And he does not like cursing.
No, he. What I understand, he says sugar instead of shit, but he said he says hamburger instead of fuck, and I don't get that one, because that doesn't sound anything like the F word.
It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make any hamburger in sense. It's
it doesn't make any hamburger in sense. Why would that, and
what the hamburger, right?
Right, what the hamburger. First of all, there's so many things wrong with that. Number one, let's start with number one.
Okay.
Those two words have different letters.
No. I mean, in The Good Place, where they say fork, that makes sense.
Okay,
those are two letters off. It's close.
It's close. It's sounding similar.
Yeah, hamburgers. I don't...
Hamburgers and the word that is a euphemism for having sexual relations.
Yeah.
Not the same thing.
No, I don't... I really want to hamburger that person. You know?
That sounds very funny, but I don't know
It could be a sexual term. I don't know what exactly for.
It's right.
Because there's sandwich, you know.
Right. That's what I was thinking. Yeah. I was thinking about that.
That's a bit of a stretch, though, that he's using hamburger. I don't know. You know.
Mm.
You should have asked him to use it in a sentence.
I would be frightened to go there with him. I'm just going to put that out there. There was something untrustworthy about him in the end.
You know what? You say, guess what? I'm a real man and I don't love Jesus. And then I'll say, well, hamburger you, get out of my cab.
That is ultimately what would have happened if we had gone there with him.
Yeah.
I'm wondering, what would have happened if we had brought Jesus up?
I don't know. I feel like... I would have loved to found out that he was like, oh, I didn't put that on the car. This is my friend's car or something.
God.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Hey, you know, that is really interesting because that didn't even occur to me that it was not from his ideology.
When I was in high school, my older sister had a car and she had some pro-choice bumper stickers on. And I borrowed the car to go, take an SAT prep course.
Mm-hmm.
And when I came back out, there was a note on my windshield, like, who are you to decide all this? And it was a whole, pro-life thing. I was I am pro-choice, but also this isn't my car. And really, did you need to take the time to write out a whole thing? But, has anybody ever gotten a note on the windshield and been like, wow, this totally changes my belief system?
Yes, that's crazy. I'm trying to remember, somebody did leave a note on my windshield once, and it was something unrelated to life, and don't remember what. I recall leaving a note on someone else's windshield. This is how bad my memory is.
Sure.
And I know that it was funny, and I cannot remember what the fuck it was about. Well, what the hamburger.
Oh, what the hamburger, exactly.
It was about. I do remember, however, there was a time that I went to a concert with my friend Donna up in, it was a SUNY school upstate. Wow, my memory is really getting fucking bad. Hold on. SUNY Brockport.
Okay.
Wow, I had to really access information. So I do remember driving in the parking lot of SUNY Brockport and these college students yelling out the window that my car, not me.
Sure. Okay.
Your car is an asshole.
Okay.
Now I want to know. How does that even happen?
Like Christine from Stephen King. Right. Like, is it like, was your car, was it Kit or, you know,
yeah.
or Knight Rider?
Do you think, but Kit was not an asshole.
Kit wasn't an asshole, no. So I don't even, yeah.
David Hasselhoff, on the other hand.
Well, yes.
That's another story. That way, sometimes you ever, like, take a leap and be like, I think that's the name of the person that played that role, and you're like, is that right?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
In my
yeah,
head, that sure. just happened. I'm like, I'm getting
no, you
old.
Got it, you got
that
it.
Was yeah, Hasselhoff.
That was Knight Rider.
David Hasselhoff, also associated with Baywatch.
Yeah.
So, it was, I went there, and I was like, is it right? I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
Jet lag could be taking over. I still want to know how my car was an asshole.
I don't know.
Can't even
fathom.
It's weird.
Yeah.
And then like, I don't remember. I feel like we got revenge on them somehow. We wanted to throw soda at them. That was our plan.
Okay.
That I do remember that. But I have to ask Donna what we actually did, because I know that we did
sure.
seek a form of revenge.
Of course, yeah.
I think one of the things that happened was I yelled back at them that my car was not an asshole.
Good for you. That showed them.
I defended
yeah.
my Ford Focus.
You stood up for the car. You mm-hmm. defended its honor.
Yeah, because yeah. my car is not an asshole.
No. And how dare they?
How dare they? I mean, it
if
could...
If they'd gotten to know your car better, maybe...
Maybe they would have known
yeah.
that it was a kind, empathetic car. My car did a lot for a lot of different people and cars. Just put that out there.
Exactly. I'm wondering how much people think we've been smoking weed at this point. We haven't been. That's
no.
the thing. We're just...
Well, this is just how we are normally.
Yeah.
That's just what... But I'm trying to think of what my car would have been like if it had a personality. I mean, it was friendly. It liked people.
Sure.
It went places.
Yeah.
Lots of places. North Carolina, Texas. I mean, it didn't go across the country.
Well.
It got tired.
Well,
you know.
Cars do. They get tired.
As they do. You know, as yeah. we all get tired sometimes.
Yes.
I do want to thank the waitress. I want to give a shout out to Amanda at Midi Midi.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I don't know the meaning of.
I don't either, but...
We don't know the meaning of, collectively.
She was very sweet at a very busy Mexican restaurant. She was very sweet, took care of everything.
She did. Not only that, she was very dedicated to helping us in our lives.
Yes.
And she was able to provide me with the one outlet
yeah.
that I could charge my phone in. This is how it was described to me. I asked if I could charge my phone, and she said, there isn't really a place to charge your phone. However, do you see that blonde family over there?
Yes.
And I was like, oh, okay, she's going there.
Yeah. All right.
Behind the woman with the blonde hair who is sitting there
yes.
is a outlet.
Uh-huh.
It was kind of like the Legend of Zelda, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You're just like,
go past the blonde woman. Blow into the whistle.
You will find.
Yes.
And then I got nervous for a minute. I'm gonna be
that
honest.
This woman, that this family would not be okay with this. Or...
There's a lot of factors that happened right then. First of all, I was like, is she remembering correctly? Like, is there in fact an outlet right there,
or are you just too crawling under this family and
for no reason
being weird? Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Because that could have been really weird.
That, yeah, I probably would have left at that point. I don't know who this person is. What are you talking about?
I was super nervous, but I was like, "Hey, I think there's an outlet behind you."
Right.
And then I got like really panicky and like bent down to look for it, and
yeah.
I'm like, panicking. I'm like, "It's not there. It's not there." And then she, the blonde woman of the blonde family, discovered
yes.
it.
The blondies, yeah.
Yes, Aryan Nation.
Wow.
That we went there. So she's like, "Oh, it's right here," and I was
right.
like, "Thank God that she saw it."
Yeah.
Because
also, somebody mail Sarah a portable charger.
Oh, yes, thank you, please.
Yeah.
A Mophie also. A Mophie would be good. You
sure,
know,
yeah.
The ones, please mail, please send me
so a... that this near tragedy never happens again.
They're good, those portable chargers. However,
yeah.
the problem with them is you have to remember to charge them.
You have to charge the charger, yeah.
So then I'd probably still be in a restaurant behind a blonde person charging my portable
right.
charger. But you're right, I do need
yeah.
one. It's true. No. I want to understand, like, people that are offended by people helping them. I want to understand this. Now, let me just give you an example. Okay?
Sure.
I'm going to give you an example. If I saw somebody drop a $20 bill.
Yes.
I would let them know.
Yeah. You wouldn't just take it. You would
no.
help them know.
Right?
Because knowing that somebody needs that, probably. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't understand this, but this is a thing that happens in the world.
Yeah.
Maybe people just feel like they want to be so independent.
Right, but I, you know, sometimes I think it's a thought that counts, you know.
I know. I have a lot of friends, though, that, like, they're like, they want the feedback. They're like, oh, I'm looking for whatever. And then like, you're just like, oh, how about trying this to solve your problem? And they're like, I can do it myself. And you're like, okay, that's weird. People are stubborn.
Right, no.
People are stubborn.
No, I hear you.
I mean, I just want to boss people around. It's my problem.
Okay.
But then they don't want to be bossed around.
No, ma'am.
No, they don't. No, I mean, but I don't have to boss you around because you know what's happening.
I think so.
You have your shit together.
Yeah.
Nicole can do that, too. She can boss you around.
Yeah, it's fine. Okay.
Well, she tries to get you to eat your vegetables, but you won't do it.
I'm bad at eating my yeah.
Okay, so our time is up. This session, this went very well.
That Mexican food is starting to kick in.
Uh-oh. That's not good.
Yeah.
I hope you survive this evening.
Oh, I will. I think so.
All right, before we go, just give me a what would Evan do situation.
Okay. If a cab driver did bring up religion and asked what my religion was.
And asked what your religion was?
Yeah.
Okay, what is the cab driver's religion?
We'll say, you know, devout Christian, cause, like mm-hmm, the bumper mm-hmm. sticker thing.
I think you would say that you are tolerant of all different religions. You're a very, you know, understanding person. And you consider yourself, like, more spiritual than religious.
Okay. That sounds, yeah.
Is that what you
that
would
sounds,
say?
Yes. And hope that they weren't trying to convert me or anything, because I don't like
ooh,
that.
Ooh, what happens then? I want to know what happens then. If they go, well, you don't really, you should believe in Jesus.
I would say thank you, but I would appreciate if we didn't talk about this.
That's a very diplomatic way to handle it.
You go.
Oh, okay, I have a thing. We can use a restaurant one.
Okay.
Let's say that, I sit down, we sit down to eat, and I accidentally, like, bump into the woman next to me and spill her drink on her.
Yeah.
And she gets up and she's like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
I think you would diplomatically but emphatically say it was an accident.
Mm-hmm.
I think you might offer to replace her drink.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, like what would I say about that?
I think you'd say, like, listen, it was an accident. If it's a big deal, I'll replace your drink, but it was an accident.
That's pretty much what I do. But I might, depending on my mood, I might be more apologetic about it than you know,
okay,
and also depending on how angry she was.
Right, right.
You know?
And is it water or is it, like, a drink?
We're talking, like, a drink.
Yeah.
But you're right about replacing it. I would definitely replace it. Because I'd want to make her, I'd feel bad.
Right.
I'd feel like I caused her, like, some distress.
Would you offer the dry cleaning? No, too
hell
much?
Hell no.
Okay.
Unless she made, like, a big deal.
Yeah, okay.
But see, the thing is, people can get really manipulative with that stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
If it was a white thing, I'd feel really bad, though. I might.
All right.
I might. That's true. I might do that. Okay. So, if you're listening, and you have spilled a drink on somebody, please tell us what happened.
Yes, there you go.
We want to know. You can tweet us at EvanJMO2 and at TheSeraphator.
Yes.
Do you like external validation? Also, let us know.
Yes.
I feel like the answer is always yes.
I think that's going to be the general consensus.
Depending on the degree.
Right.
Okay. Well, all right. Shout out to people that are not on social media. You're stronger than we are.
Who are not going to hear this then, probably.
You will not hear this.
Yeah.
Unless your friend emails it to you.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. Goodbye.